Okay, Mesi'ata Dishmaya, Bezat Hashem Yitbarach. We're going to continue our weekly learning in Korvel Nafshi. It's an amazing sefer from the tzaddik Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, Shlita, that lives in Beit Shemesh. It's a beautiful piece about, this book is in general about inner peace between the soul, the mind, and the body. We are in a chapter called Yechidi Ba'olam, unique in this world, one unique expression of Hashem in the world, which is each of our neshamot, each of our souls and our situations here. And we've been learning how each of us has this inner child, this inner spark that we were all born with. And that spark is a spark from up above. It's a holy, holy spark. Some would say chelek Elohim imamal mamash, right? The spark of godliness from up above. And when we were a child, so that's how we lived. What that spark felt and what that spark wanted to do is exactly what it expressed. That spark wanted to eat. It screamed, "I want to eat," and it ate. And if that thing wanted to destroy the towers that you built with the magnets, it destroyed it. If it wanted to laugh, it laughed. If it wanted to cry, it cried. And at a certain point throughout life, we kept, or society kept, telling us no, no, no. And it got covered up and covered up, and I had to start putting on all of these different masks, how we show up in society, how we act in school, how we act in grandmother's house, how we act in our father's house, all these different masks and all these different ways that we have to show up in the world just to please others. And over time, that inner child gets covered up and covered up and doesn't have the ability to express itself. And then we learned that it exists. That's how this chapter started. That we each have it. Ner ish. Ner ish ubeito. Right? Every single ish, every single individual has his own personal ner. Has his own unique candle. And the last time we learned a chapter about how everything we look in this, everything we're trying to find out in this world, everything we're trying to engage with in this world, is essentially us seeking out to reveal something that is not revealed to us yet. Something that we don't have, we think we don't have, it's over there. I'm going for the experience, I go on the date to find out what's going to be, who is this girl. Right, I want to eat the chocolate and take off the wrapper in order to get inside the chocolate. What's inside the chocolate? What flavors? What nuts? What caramel? This, that. Everything is about discovering what's behind the mask. What's behind what's essentially called revelation and expression. And no matter what we seek out in life, what we're really trying to reveal and express is our soul. Is our own unique mission of why we were sent here into this world, which is to express Hashem's message that He gave each one of us, and it's unique. No other person in the world can do what you were sent here to do. And our whole entire life is seeking out that point. What is it? And now we're going to get into a very, very interesting piece. I hope you guys have koach, because you guys, I'm already telling you now, you can get up and walk out whenever you want, but I'm most likely completing this chapter tonight, because it's a flow that you can't really stop. It's kind of long, but Zat Hashem, you guys feel free to walk out whenever you want. Whoever wants to stay, Simcha Rabba, you're going to get a nice, good download tonight. What?
Up to
3 a.m. Okay. Someone go get a guitar. Someone else go get some meat. Barbecue. Let's get it started. All right, so today the chapter is called Shlosha Shlavim B'Giluy HaPnimiyut. Three levels in revealing that inner calling, right? That what wants to be revealed so much and expressed. How do we get it out? So now we learned it exists. It's a real thing. Anytime I want a chocolate that means something, right? Okay. How do I get it out? How do I reveal that? יוצא בזאת שלושה שלבים בהכרת המצב הנוכחי בנפש. There's three ways to be aware and come conscious of what's currently going on in my nefesh. טוב, How do we understand these three, this calling that's coming out of my nefesh, this inner desire to be revealed and expressed? First things first, lasim lev. We have to pay attention. Ma nasata bechitzinuti. What's going on externally right now in my situation? With my body, what do I want? For example, I want a chocolate. I want a snack. Right? That's externally, that's what's going on. You desire to eat a piece of chocolate. Okay? That's an example of a situation. You want to go for a walk. You want to learn Gemara. You want to go do eat bodidut. That's externally what I feel like, right? And you have to give a name to it, try to define it. What's going on? Second one, lefize litmonen velachush. According to what I define externally that's going on in my life right now, now I have to contemplate and build from that and to try to sense ma mitrachesh ata bepnuyuti. What's going on right now inside of me? Right? Externally, I desire a certain thing, or I don't. Internally, what's going on? Now that I know I can define externally what's going on, let me think about that a little bit. Let me contemplate on it. Let me try to feel, what does that say about what's going on inside? If I want that thing, if I don't want that thing, or if I'm thinking about that, or I feel connected to this thing. So what's going on inside? Third, להניח ולתת רשות ואפשרות לנטייתי הפנימית להתגלות. To let it be, and to allow and give the ability and the opportunity and the permission for my inner inclination to be revealed. To say what it has to say, and to take over now in giving the lesson that's about to be taught to me, the message that's about to be given to me, and to apply the proper action according to the will of Hashem. Okay, so three stages. You want to know what's going on inside you right now? Stop. Sit down or just stop. Be present. What do I feel like doing? What's going on externally? What's the situation outside? From that, try to feel and understand, okay, so then what does that mean inside? What am I feeling inside? And once you can kind of understand a little bit more inside, what's your state of your nefesh? Are you happy? Are you sad? Do you need connection right now? Do you need strength right now? Do you need to calm down? Are you trying to relax? What is it? Do you need ambition? Whatever is going on inside. So now, okay, I've defined the external, I've defined the internal. Now listen. Now let it speak. Now let it tell you exactly what is the lesson God is sending you and what are you meant to do about it. What is the action that Hashem wants you to do? Let it speak to you. Let it give it the permission to express itself. And from here, Bezat Hashem, we're going to talk about a few different examples and get into this deeper. Kedei lavin et yesodim hapshutim bepashtut. To understand these fundamental ideas, simply put, Bezat Hashem. And from there, we're going to understand the spirituality and the spiritual lessons that come out of each of these things, which is always the main goal. In the beginning, a person doesn't even really pay attention to their external situation. Your body parts, your body just leads you in a place that you're going as if it's gravity. Without your mind and being really applied to what's going on. You take some sweet candy and you put it in your mouth because your hand went to go grab it. Your body reached for the chocolate, you took the chocolate and you ate it. You're not even paying attention that there's a certain reality going on right now. You just, you know, an autopilot went for the snack, you put it in. Right now, you need sweet and not sour. You're not even paying attention to it. You have to stop to pay attention and now define the situation, define the event, give a name to it. Right now, I am seeking sweetness. Me, my being, my soul and my body together, I need metikut, I need sweetness. Not just, I feel like chocolate. Not just I need a candy. That's not, we're not animals, we're not just robots, we're not human beings, purely that we have neshamot, we have connection to Hashem. There's a lot more going on than just that candy looks attractive in it. Achole lo alenu b'machleket etzuker, whoever, lo alenu, God forbid, has diabetes, right? And he knows, we all know that sugar is very dangerous for a person like that. Mavchin gam mavchin, he pays attention, he knows. Lo yarshe la'atzmo matzav shel shlichut yad el matok. The diabetic person doesn't allow his hand to just go grab any candy and eat it. It doesn't just happen on autopilot that a diabetic person goes and grabs any food and eats it. Like a yid also. And to bring another example that's not in this book, a Jew who keeps kashrut doesn't go through the world eating whatever he wants. It's not just you're walking down the street in Spain and there's some tasty food on the side. A vendor here, try this. No, can't. Keep kosher. Same thing, a person with diabetes, he knows my life is in danger. I can't eat whatever I feel. It doesn't just happen that automatically I grab something like nothing happened. כאשר יגבר בקרבו חשק ומשיכה למתיקות, מכיר בכך היטב שיתעורר בו מצב מסוים. Unlike the kosher example, the example of the book, the diabetic person, he knows right now, if I desire sweet, that means something's going on inside of me. I'm a diabetic. That means I need sugar. It's very clear for him what's going on. And immediately he goes and he calms himself down on things that are not dangerous for him. You've seen it. I don't know if you've seen this. I've worked with diabetic people. Sometimes they'll go and they'll go buy specifically a chocolate or a candy or something sweet. They know themselves. It's like, no, right now I need this. And it's not even like a desire. Like they don't. It's like medicine, right? But that's the sugar that's accessible right now. They know what they're doing. Yodei et matzavo bishmo hamaleh. He knows his situation completely. Right now, I need sweet in a way that I cannot calm down until I get it. I need it. And for them, it's life and death. It's not a game. They need it. So he's able to define his according to his external desire or inclination. He stops and realizes there's something internally going on. What's the proper action to do now? It's either to inject the insulin or to go get something sweet to eat. שם ליבו חושב מבחין מכיר במה שנעשה עמו. Pays attention to what's going on right now. אולם ביותו בריא, when he's healthy, לא הבחין במשיכתו אל המתוק, אלא פשוט אכל מתוק. A healthy person doesn't pay attention to right now he needs sweet. He just goes and eats sweet. אחר השלב הראשון שאדם למד להבחין ושימת לב מה עולה אתה מתוכו. Now the person pays attention to the first step. He's able to pay attention what's coming up inside of me. וטרח להגדיר ברור בנטילת שם למציאות זו. He worked hard in order to give a clear definition, a name to what's going on externally. Now comes the second stage. To contemplate and to try to feel and sense from that what's going on internally. Meaning, עולה מתוכי, there's this arousal inside of me of a רצון, a desire, a certain desire, whatever it is. הרי משמע שהתעוררה ביעת הנקודה הפנימית מסוימת הרוצה את הדבר הזה. There's an internal part of me right now that desires that thing specifically. And that's what's causing me to feel what I feel externally. And that's bringing cheshek, that's this arousal that's coming inside of me, right? This desire for sweetness or whatever it is, that's arousing inside. כגון שמוצא עצמו נוטע עתה למזון פשוט דווקא. Person wants simple food. Let's just say he wants simple food. Bread, cheese, vegetables, classic human staple diet, right? He's not looking for something too sweet or too sour. He's not looking for overly cooked or super spiced. No, he's looking for very basic food. He needs something close to natural, something live, something simple, something quiet. And after he pays attention to that, and he gives it this name, I want simple food right now, לא יכיל עצמו מן הבלתי מתאים לו עתה. He will not give something that's not fit for right now. He knows, he wants that simple chicken, rice, some vegetables, right? classic meal, nothing crazy. So he's not going to go look now for sushi. It's not what I desire. It's not what I want. The only way he's going to fulfill his satiation is by what his mind knows it's seeking out. He's already defined it. He's in tune with what's coming up inside. Since he recognizes the external, he's able to know and to prepare where and to know where it's going, where it's leaning. Now you can contemplate properly what is the inner aspect that's being revealed by way of that. And you ask yourself, what's happening to me right now? And he says, Vusti zech mitmir. Yeah? It's good? Working on it? What's making me want such a simple meal right now? What is it that's this? If he pays attention and he looks at the inner aspect that's always found there in this calm, quiet way, you'll be able to feel it even more. Try to match your inner feeling right now with a certain scene in nature. Try to match it up. Is there a scene outside in the nature that I can match with what's going on inside of me? Maybe you talk about a slowly flowing river, calmly going down, a quiet place, very far away from any noise. Right? You want a simple, natural meal from the earth. So try to match it up with some image. What does that look like in nature? A quiet river in the Golan flowing with no noise, no horns and tzvat and craziness, nanach vans, chabad, mitzvah tanks. Thank you. Zo ha'ed l'shalav ha'shlishi. Now we're ready for the third step. La'niach v'latet reshut v'efshavut l'netiyah pnimit zot l'itgalot. To allow and give permission for that inner inclination to be revealed. To take over the action that's going on right now, not only the type of food. For example, a situation like this, you're not trying to argue or to try to have back and forth right now and some stormy situation, right? So if you don't want to fight, you guard yourself from trying to get into fighting. You don't want it. I'm not going to let myself get there. I'm not going to let, even if someone does annoy me and push me there, I don't want to do it. So I'm not going to let myself go there. אם תגיע להבאת השיחה כזאת, ידע לדחות אותה למועד אחר, כי אתה מצוי בעולם שונה. Situation like that arouses, someone comes and wants to start debating you about politics, about the halacha, or whatever it is that could turn into a fire. You know, no, right now I don't want to go there. I'd rather not talk about this right now. And you guard yourself. להבדיל, בבוא לימוד התורה הקדושה, יניח לעצמו את הלימוד של פשטות ורוגע. When you come, you want to learn Torah now, and you're in that stage where you want that healthy, natural meal, right? You're in that flowing river that doesn't have noise around it. So when you come to learn Torah, what Torah are you going to learn? Simple, calm Torah. There's many different Torahs to learn. There's a lot of Torahs of fire, and there's some Torahs that are just Shat Torah. Simple, it's natural, it's that's what I'm feeling right inside of me right now. Whatever I learn right now, whatever I'm doing right now, it has to come from a place of shalva, of tranquility, of calmness, that is fitting for the movement that's going on inside of my nefesh right now internally. I feel a certain way, so my actions, my world outside has to let me cater to what I feel, what I'm desiring. I'm not going now into pilpul and the back and forth of the mental gymnastics. You're going to do a simple type of learning that gives you exactly the simcha and the completion and the ashlama to fill the lack that you're feeling right now. A person desires to learn Torah, it's like a person that's hungry. You're seeking something out, you want something. So there's sometimes you're trying to go on a trip and a long journey and it's back and forth, whether it's in halacha, kabbalah, whatever it is, but like a likutei moran where you're flying around in this Torah to that Torah and that Torah. And sometimes you just want to learn a few halachas. to open the sefer, to connect to Hashem a little bit, to download a little bit of information, to walk away saying, I learned some Torah, I connected to Hashem. It's both are limud Torah, but one time you want to go in the back and forth, you want to butt heads with your chavruta, and the other time you're just trying to hear some divrei Elokim Chaim to just connect. You have to be aware of what it is. So sometimes you learn Pesukei Nach, Mishnayot, Agada, Gemara, whatever it is, whatever you can find. Sometimes you're in Bikyut, in Iyun, right? You do what you need now, whatever you have set up and you need to do, you make up at another time, you can do it, it's okay, but what's going on? Be aware of what's going on. This is what the Torah, what Chazal said, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Kim betorat Hashem chefzo, v'torato yegeh yomam v'layla. The Pasuk says, Kim betorat Hashem chefzo, if your desire is the Torah of Hashem, and torato yegeh yomam v'layla. So then, what would you do? You'd think and meditate on Torah day and night. If you really desired Hashem and you wanted a deep connection to Hashem, your mind and your thoughts and your speech is occupied in Torah day and night. Amar Rav, En Adam lomed Torah ela mimakom shelibo chafetz sheneemar ki im betorat Hashem chefetzo. From that, how did the rabbis extrapolate a lesson from that verse? A person only learns Torah in a place that his heart desires. Meaning not a physical place, your heart has a connection to a certain type of Torah. And that's the Torah that you're going to learn. I'm going to force you now to learn Gemara when you're a person that doesn't have a desire to learn Gemara. So yes, there is a healthy balance where we have to know all of the holy books need to be touched, all of them we have to be familiar with them. But a person has 6 hours of Torah learning a day. You're going to force them to learn something that they want, so they're not getting the connection that their soul is desiring. And here we have, from the Chazal themselves, 2,000 years ago, they tell you, a person is only going to really learn Torah, meaning deep connection with Hashem, from a place that his heart desires. You have to feed them the Torah that they want. Rashi says there, Lo yishne lo rabo ele masechet shu mevakesh emenu. The Rebbe should only teach a masechet, meaning a type of learning that the student wants to learn. That he actually has the desire to learn. Rashi says this, She'im yishne lo masechet acheret en mitkayemet. You teach him something else, it's never going to last. That Torah won't last in him. Lefi shilibo al tahavato. His heart desires something and he's stuck on that. You know, come teach him now halacha, but the person he's screaming out to, I want to learn deeper things, I want to learn emuna, I want to learn bitachon. And you're trying to teach him halacha. It's not going to work. He has to learn halacha. There's time and there has to be. He has to understand that as well. But limud Torah is not just information. And a lot of times, halacha is just about how to live practically better. A person wants to learn Torah, they're wanting to connect to Hashem. And each one of us has a unique way, unique sfarim, unique paths that we're trying to do that in. That's what your heart is desiring. And if you try to learn, right? There's 2 million plus books in the kosher library. 2 million plus books in the kosher library. Imagine limiting a person to something that that you think he needs and he doesn't actually desire. A person's not going to be able to last. And we all know that there's so much more out there. We all know that there's Torahs that scream Elokut and godliness and connection. And there's Torahs that are information. With an Hashem, Abayin Hashem, become a tzaddik, you'll be able to find the depth there as well. But for the most part, most of us approach it as information. So a person needs to learn, and it could be also, there's Gemaras and there's Gemaras. Sometimes a person wants to learn a certain topic, he's interested in Shechita, or he's interested in the Beit HaMikdash. You know, there's Gemaras that talk about that. And then there's Gemaras that talk about divorce contracts. You know? There's different topics, there's different paths. Bizmanim Achirim, in different times, you understand that you want a spicy food, you want hot food, you want something that burns the tongue, that has spice to it. So you understand that right now you have an arousal inside of you, and what you see externally with your eyes is that I want spice, I want hot, I want... And you understand that inside there's this internal thing that's pushing you that way as well. You pay attention to it, you give it a name, you define it, And now you understand that your neshama is also in a state of speed, of moving quick, of passion. Also in all of your conversations around you, it's kind of like, I don't have time for this, I can't, you know? You have much more going on inside of you. You want something quick, you want something fast, you want something now. You don't have time for long, drawn-out conversations. After you understand the situation, you remember also a previous time like that, and you remember yourself that right now, if I feel that way, I have to be very careful with my mouth. I have to guard myself right now. This same passion, the same fire is coming up inside of me. I remember what happened in the past when I had that arousal. And God forbid, I'll come to lose caution because of such quickness and spiciness that's coming up inside of me. So the fact that you want spicy food is not just that you want spicy food. It's most likely right now your neshama is also in a very spicy mood. Right? The food and the mood, that's what we're learning here. The food and the mood is aligned. Right? Meaning the food represents all of your external actions. What are you robotically doing? If you were just to let your body just go, what kind of direction is it going in? Understand that that's only being led from an internal arousal. And now, the second stage is latzitz pnima l'tocho, look deep, to peek, to gasp down, to take this glance down inside, to contemplate and to feel, what is this nikuda pnimit, what is this inner point that's causing all of this, that's making this storm outside? You feel yourself boiling, and if you had to compare this to some kind of experience or scene in nature, what would it be? Maybe it would be flames coming out of a volcano, shooting up. Some kind of forest fire in nature. This passion and flames going up to the heavens. Some streams of lava. Beit Midrash filled with Talmidim screaming. What is it that you feel? What is it? What is that scene in nature? So now you understand that your neshama inside is screaming with passion to do something, to be busy, to make something happen. And that's what's causing everything to happen in your external world right now. And now you come to the third stage. So you understand, I want spicy food, right? I want something hot, I want something... Okay, so what's going on inside? What am I feeling inside? I feel also this fire, I feel this volcano, I feel this rush, this noise. Okay, now let's listen. Now let's listen. Let's let it speak. Let's let this inner world be revealed, to be expressed in actions. And when you go to bring these things out from potential into actualization, You go, whatever it is, you need to do business, so you go. You go, you do your business with fire, with passion, you set things up, you make things happen, you go and you do actions, you set things, move things around, right? People that work in retail, it's a secret. You get bored in the store, you go and you reorganize the store, all of a sudden someone walks in, the money's made, the movement in the store is what creates the energy. These are things that are tested and seen. You can ask people that work in the stores, it's a clear as day. Rearrange the gallery, guy walks in, wow, that painting. Every day he walks by the gallery, never saw the painting. Now you just as you moved it, boom, it gets sold. I've seen it happen with my own eyes. That's exactly, so you go, now you understand, okay, I want to make something happen, I need to move, I need to, but what is it? Listen. Or Lavdil, you want to go learn Torah now. You go to learn a certain Torah that's also like that, that's deep, that's spicy, that's pilpul, that's back and forth, opinions, breaking this, no, this one, it's matim, it fits what you're feeling inside right now. You learn a lot, right? You go from sugya to sugya, and that's the storm that you're feeling inside of you. Like Rashi says, lefi shelibo al ta'avato. Your heart is pushing your desires. So match it. Make it work. Match your external experience with what your heart is desiring right now. And there's kosher ways to do it. ויש מכיר בתוכו תנועה פנימית של חוסר מנוחה. The person that feels inside that he can't rest. Right? Restless heart syndrome. Not leg syndrome. You feel inside like nothing calms me down. I'm not able to calm down. And he always answers in a short way with everybody around them. You're short fuse with everything going on in your whole entire life. You go to eat and you feel like this is not what I need to be doing right now. And now that you listen, you pay attention, you're trying to understand what's going on. You're trying to prevent yourself from bringing the food to your mouth. And all of a sudden, you start to take a book, you want to try to calm down. Maybe the book will help me to run away, to escape whatever that I'm feeling. And you see, that's also not the solution. Eating's not it. Reading's not it. You don't want that. You don't want to apply force to do anything that doesn't feel right. This person is still trying to figure out the first stage. He's not able to know, he's not able to define externally the first level. He still can't give a clear name to his situation. He knows that he's bothered and he's not calm, but he doesn't understand why, what's going on. So he stands next to the library, next to the books, and he has in his hand Shas, Mishnayot, and it's not talking to him. He doesn't have the attention needed to get into Shas right now. Not other books as well. He can't say Tehillim either. And all of a sudden, he sees these spread out papers on the table. He starts to organize them in a proper way. And he puts them in the proper place. And he enjoys the organization that he just did, the cleaning up that he just did. And now he puts out a tablecloth on the table and he starts to organize the chairs around the table, cleans up around, and now he understands that there's a certain area of the bookshelf that is also a little bit messy. And he goes and he wants to take all the books now off the shelf and to reorganize them. And after a while, he's kind of blown away. He almost doesn't understand, and he forgot that he's dealing with such fine details here. The chair, the table, the cloth, the bookshelf, this, that. Kol tafkid kazeh shalav lasot mechakeh zman rav. Everything that he had to do here, every job, every chore that he had, has been waiting a long time for it to be done. And in the end, how did it happen? In 2 seconds, without even paying attention, you sorted out the whole living room. Here you see, a little bit of patience, a little bit of waiting, simat lev, paying attention, and specifically that is what was able to give you a little bit of tranquility, a little bit of simcha, some pleasantness, some calmness, and you feel that going down inside as well. That storm that you had inside, that lack of rest, all of a sudden is also calming down. הנה סוף סוף מכיר ומבחין כי מה שעולה מתוכו הינו נטייה להתעסקות מעשית בפרטים קטנים. So what came up into you behind before then? Right? You didn't have the energy to learn Shas. It wasn't Tehillim. You didn't want to eat. But you just organized the table. Organized the books a little bit. So what was going on inside? I want to be busy with small details. Now you can define what you're feeling outside. I'm seeking to be busy with fine details, with the small things. Knowing that this is an outcome of an inner motion, I feel. The fact that I want fine details externally and clean up the small things, that means that there's something going on inside similar to that. You contemplate and you understand that right now, internally, you have a point inside of you that finds tranquility and rest by way of being busy with small details. Okay, paying attention to it. Externally, that's what I want to do. Internally, there's something inside of me that's getting calmed down by the fact that I'm busy with small details. If I had to give a mashal for this from something that I see in nature, this is how Rav Kluger is, by the way, if we've been learning this book for a while, right? It's stages and stages of the same mashal, just breaking it down for us. So what kind of, maybe you guys get involved, I see some people are tapping out there. If a person's calm, they like maybe the finer details, they enjoy cleaning up and organizing their house, what kind of scene in nature is that?
Serene.
Painted. Tell me, what do you see?
It's a calm, like you said, like a, you know, my mind automatically goes to the Japanese garden.
Nice. Keep going. What do you have in that Bosnian
bonsai tree?
Sorry, what do you have there? Why is the bonsai so expensive? Why is it so? You have a huge tree in a miniature form. How many leaves are on there? How many leaves are on a big tree? It's the same thing. It's just mini. Mm-hmm. You have a small tree on your table, but that tree is the twin brother of a giant tree. It's just a miniature version. It's the ratio of leaves, the details, right? Exactly perfect. That if I had to match this tranquility of these finer details to something in nature, he gives the example here, a tree that is expanding with many, many branches, right? Or a small ant that's busy with a seed carrying it back to its lair. Something of the finer details of life. So now you have the ability to come to the third stage. And just to wrap up this, summarize this person, this mashal that we've been in. In the beginning, person didn't know how to define at all what's going on, right? Beginning we said, okay, a guy wants a chocolate, okay, I want to have a sweetness. This person doesn't know what's going on inside, but nothing is letting him rest. And they want to fix the situation. Maybe I want to eat. No, it's not that. I can barely even eat the food. It's like, I don't have the appetite. It's not that. Maybe I want to go learn. I want to go pray. No. And by the way, you just notice some, right? It's a mess. You start to clean up the mess. Wow, this feels good. Okay. Now, let it speak. Now that you've defined it externally, internally, what's the message? Try to feel internally. Feel that inner, that desire for the details, the finer things, the smaller things. That's what's calming you down. Okay, speak. What is it? Reveal yourself. What is the action I need to take? And now when you go to learn the Holy Torah, in a mashal obviously, you understand that the Torah that you need to go right now is on halacha. Finer details. Halacha. To go into it. Dinim, right? That go down to the finest things. You woke up this way, okay, but what if it was that? And what if the situation was that? Was it in your hand? Was it not in your hand? All these different questions that come up into halacha is the finer details. What happens if I forgot in my Amidah to say this word? Do I have to go back and repeat it? Do I not have to repeat it? Is the 30 days passed? Did it not pass? Right? All these different dinim. ומאי מגיע כבר לשומע תפילה, מה יהיה הדין אם התחיל ברוך אתה השם של המחזיר שכינתו? What happens if I say ברוך אתה השם, מחזיר שכינתו? All these different finer details of the halacha, right? So you know, this is my portion right now in my world. This is my portion in Torah that's going to feed me, that's going to give me that calmness in a holier way, in a spiritual way. Bilomdo ata gemara, when you come to learn Torah, the main thing will be on understanding the difference of opinions, what makes him say a different opinion than him. You're not trying to understand right now the general aspects and the essence and the depth of what's being said in the sugya. Right now, you're trying to make order in all of the different opinions and to make it clear. So a person that learns according to their mwa, their momentum, their external movement that they have, and he understands the inner point that's connected to his heart at that moment, and by way of that point, then you're able to detect what is my soul desiring right now and what can I give to it right now to let it calm down, to let it receive what it's seeking out. But if you recognize right now, again, all of this is still in the realm of mashal. Each individual person takes it to where they need to take it, right? But You have to follow the book, and this is the mashalim that the Rav is giving us. So you understand right now, I need to learn halacha. Umitbayesh lasot zot ki akol omdim ata inyanim acherim. You're embarrassed because everybody around you right now is learning something else. Right? Ve'al ken oseh et ma she'osim kulam ve'eno meniach la'atzmo et chelko ha'miyuchad lo. Everybody right now has this unique thing that they're learning. Everybody's on the same page. So what happens? Like the little inner child, you say, no, you don't go after your dreams. You don't go after what you feel like. Be like everybody else. Become the cookie cutter. You just, like the sheep, follow everybody else because that's what you're meant to be doing. So then you should not be startled at all in any way that you don't find tranquility and calmness and a place to calm down. You're trying to fit in what everybody else is doing. You have a unique calling. You're aware of it. And you're not doing it because it doesn't fit. What are they going to think? What are people going to say? You're not revealing what was meant to be revealed. You are yearning right now. Why can't you calm down? Because you have an inner drive right now to reveal a deep light that came from Hashem that only you can reveal, and it has to be, for example, by way of learning that halacha right now. Yeah, it's very specific to what needs to be done. I don't know what that was. Nitiyatcha apnimit, your inner inclination, ishoshcha u'mautcha, is your root, it's your essence. Imincha chash b'nafshcha ki zo, if you feel that this is your truth right now inside of you. It's across the street, but he's not here. He's in the room. He's in the room. אם הוא נמצא זה ממול, וכרגע הוא לא נמצא. So, if you feel this right now, that's your inner truth right now. אין איש הרשאי לומר לך לעשות אחרת. No one in the world has the permission to tell you something else. No one in the world can tell you something else. עקרת סודך הפנימי, you have to be aware of your inner secret. הער אותו ומצא מנוח. Illuminate the world with that inner point, and you'll finally be able to calm down. ומהותך וכל חולך. That is your essence, and it encompasses you completely. That's who you are right now. זה עבורך השביל היחיד שממנו בו תבוא אל הכל. That's the only unique path. From there you'll come to everything. בעזרת השם, we're going to get deeper and deeper in this. Are you doing it? אמנם במקומות של רבים, in a place of masses, of the masses, ובפרט במוסדות חינוך לצעירים כבעולם הישיבות. Right? Everything we said, right? Do what you need to do. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. But we have to know when it comes to yeshivot, when it comes to places of the masses, a public place. בוודאי מובן שיזדו דרכי הלימוד באופן של שפה אחת לכל. Obviously, there's going to be a curriculum. There's going to be something that everybody in your grade, in your class, is expected to learn. Right? And that's proper. Vai umar letzair, right? It's bitter for the young person to go through this. Shadain en bo et amachot vakochot lakir et mekomo. He still doesn't have the ability, the brain power to recognize his place. Im yislo la'atzmo derech al dat atzmo. He doesn't know how to make his own path according to his. And a child doesn't know what a curriculum is and to really be able to set up what he needs to learn. אך בשנים שלאחר מכן, but in the years after that, אחר שהיחיד כבר ראה את כל המרחב, after the individual has already seen the whole entire landscape, what there is, הוא כבר מוצא את עצמו מחפש אחר עניין המיוחד לו, and now he's already seeking out his own unique path. Right? Not everybody ends up in Shalom Rav, in Yeshiva, in Tzfat. It's not the common path. Those are neshamot that wanted to go that path, but they recognized it. They've went through the system. They went through, you've gone through already, you know what's there. This is what I want. That's the time now to find out, okay, you're out of the cookie cutter system, you've done, you graduated school, now it's the time to, what is your heart seeking out? What, now that the system is done, now that you can ascend beyond that, what is going on inside? What does the heart need? וממנה יבוא להשיג את נקודת אורו גם בשאר חלקי החיים וחלקי התורה הקדושה. If you let it express itself, if you connect the heart to its point, to its unique point, that will illuminate the rest of your life, all the portions of the Holy Torah, ואז תתקיים בו תפילתו ותן חלקנו בתורתך. That's what we mean, right? And that's how you bring into existence when we pray, ותן לחלקנו בתורתך. Give us our portion in your Torah. So yes, there's school, there's curriculum, there's 12 years, there's what you're meant to be doing when you're in yeshiva. And there's going to come a time where you step out of the incubator, where you step out of the system that is meant to be the system. And then you're going to start desiring things. You're going to start seeking out things. If you do not give it to yourself, and you continue to go on the path that everybody else is doing, you're not expressing the godly lights that Hashem wants you to express, and that only you can express. So this is a place for a question.
Shayla, do you feel that the Rav was connecting as it relates to the small details before you find that opening of where your soul is wanting to learn? Do you feel that's connecting to the idea of, I don't know if it was scientists, but they say that you should make up your room or clean up your house so that you clear your mind. It's the act of doing that clears your mind so that you have a clear focus. Is he saying the same?
I don't think that was the point of the example, but within the example, that was the point of the example. Meaning, he's telling us different situations. For example, the first example was that you just want simple food. You want a chocolate, or you want something sweet. And then it was when you want natural food. Natural food, what does that look like? What does that look like in Torah? Tanakh. Simple, back to the basics, right? Mm-hmm. What does it look like in food? Very healthy, natural food. What does it look like then, okay? And then how are my conversations? Simple, I'm not trying to fight. But then there's situations where you want spicy. Okay, so what does that look like in Torah? Back and forth, the fighting of the Gemara, the difference of opinions is, right? And what does it look like in tefillah? So I'm not going to be sitting down calmly with a book of Tehillim. I'm going to be standing up, screaming at Hashem, putting, just give yourself what you need. And then the last example was, you don't know what to do at all. You don't know what it is even. You can't even define externally what it is. So maybe you need to make organization. Again, it was all examples, but yes, from that definitely. A person, it's 100%. Sure, no questions asked. The Gemara says, "Shosha dvarim marchivim dato shel adam." Three things can expand the consciousness of man: dira na'a, ya kelim na'im, veishana. Right, a nice wife, nice house, and nice tools, cars, clothing. Those things expand the consciousness of man. Why? If your house is organized, it's a nice house. It's a nice space to be in. You can think better. You can learn better. Your wife is nice to you. She's beautiful. You're taken care of. Right? You can't negate the physical. We live in a physical world. God put us here. So, those things help you now. Now, what's the point of having them? So, a person says, oh, I want a nice house for the sake of the nice house. But if you want a nice house, and that nice house is going to calm you down, you're going to have things a little bit more relaxed. You'll be able to go deeper in your service of God, to be more real with yourself. So, there's no problem to have an ambition to have a nice house. To aspire to maintain a lifestyle where you have a nicer house that gives you that calm, quiet space to be yourself. So, אם כך ינהג בלימודי, if I treat myself this way in learning, הרי כל יום אלמד עניין אחר, then I'll learn something different every day. Wake up in the morning, you feel spicy today, you feel more calm today, so every day you're going to learn something else. We said 2 million books, how are you going to even finish one of them? If every day you just learn what my heart desires. Ayom Chumash, Im Rashi, Machar Mishnah, right? Every day is a different thing. Machortayim Gemara, Macharat Halacha, one day Agada, after that Musar, and Cheshvan, you're going to do Daf Yomi, and in Kislev, you're going to do Sugiyot. What's going on? That's not a way to live. הרי כל סדרי החיים בריאים ניצבים על מכונם ויש להתהלך בהם בקביעות, לא בבחינת קרעים קרעים. All of life, healthy life, is established properly. You're meant to go, right? Like the Baal Shem Tov said, cover to cover, get to something. We're not meant to do piece by piece. Life is not piece by piece. Life is about completing processes of completion, of things. This is a good question. שאלה נכונה עבורה היא זו. לא עלה על דעת לשבש סדרים. We never said what we're talking now is not about what you have set up for you day by day. Every person should have their goals that they try to accomplish every day, right? Three minyanim, the book that you learn, the books that you learn every day that you are trying to complete cover to cover, right? And we'll talk about that later. He says here, but right now, we're trying to introduce fundamental ideas. In general, what do we learn this? A person has to understand where I am right now. What's my unique place? And that will be your opening to come to the rest of the Holy Torah, according to your own level, right? So yes, a person should always have their everyday things that they're doing and that they're working on. But what happens if you don't feel like doing that, and you already agreed to do it, and you've been doing it for months, and you wake up and there's a period of a week and a half where you don't want to do that? So then what's going on inside of you? Try to figure that out. Why is it that I can't keep my things that I committed to? Why is it that something's going on inside of me? Right? Let's be aware of that. Kach legabei kol inyanei achayim. This is the same thing for the rest of the facets of your life. Shadam tzrich lakir ma hu ve'eichan. What am I and where am I? What's going on? Ba lichpotz b'ma shenichshav b'enei acharim. Don't desire what other people think is important. Ela ilmad et atzmo ve'yavin ki po mekomo. You teach yourself, you learn yourself what you desire and understand that this is where your place is right now. Not with what everybody else is doing. When they tell you that you need to make up with yourself, you need to be whole with yourself, you need to be connected, you need to accept yourself. We're not talking like, you know, just some passing grade. We're talking about your whole entire essence here. You have to figure yourself out. You have to be whole with yourself. What does that mean? There is no other way to do it, and it's not a 20% task. It's a 100% task. What's going on? You have to be whole with yourself. You have to be in touch with yourself. If not that, what are you? You're not there for yourself. No one else is going to be there for you. And to say, no, I'll just do what the world is going to do. So no, you're suffocating yourself. You're stopping your expression. You're blocking the light of Hashem from coming out into the world. And it's only going to hurt yourself more and more and more and more and more. And then you're going to get angry at yourself. You're going to get angry about everybody around you. Everything we said from in the beginning of this ma'amar until now, everything is rooted in chassidut, in pnimiyut, that the holy rabbis have put down in the books. It's about the whole entire world. Ki hine yesh lakir b'chol inyan b'briya, lo rak et chelko anira v'anigle b'chitzuniyut, gam le'en besar. And what we have to know, everything in life, is don't look at what you just see with your flesh eyes. It's not about what you're seeing with externally. That's not the whole picture. Its physical form that it shows up in this world is not its whole entire essence. It has spiritual vitality in it from Hashem, blessed be He. That is what's going to cause it to act how it acts externally. That's everything in life. That's always what's going to bring things out of concealment into existence in this world. Mina yesh ela ayin. From the yesh, from this yesh, which is Hashem, into the eye and the void, which is this world. Everything is a unique revelation of Hashem that's coming down and illuminating light into this world in whatever way it desires, whatever fashion. Reshit kol yesh lakir tanivra. First things first, you have to understand the creation. You have to understand what's happening in this realm. Ledat mashehu. Know what it is. Give it a name. Define it. Ma miyached oto, what is unique about this thing externally? Lidbonen bo lasim lev elav, to contemplate it, to pay attention to it, to give it a name. I have bread in front of me. What is the thing in this world? What's it called in the eyes of the world? What is the reality here? Right? I desire chocolate. I have bread in front of me. I am going to work. Not to be so robotic, just first things first, to define and say, what is this world? And from that, you pay attention, you bring to your heart that there is a godly reality, a spiritual reality behind the bread. And that is a light that was in potential, that has been now being actualized in fruition by way of the bread. It's a spark of Hashem that came down, not a physical spark of Hashem, which God doesn't materialize in our world, right? I have to be careful how we talk about these things, but there was a desire for Hashem, so to say, to create bread. From that machshava, that desire for there to be a thing in the world called lamed chet mem, now you have a loaf in front of you. But if you think it's just a loaf in front of you and you don't think beyond that, so then you're stuck in just in this world. But first things first, you have to recognize that there is a world, and then understand that that world is a fruition of an actualization of godly desire and powers and spirituality that's behind it. Mahut ruchanit pnimit, an inner spiritual essence, midgala kan beofen shelechem, is being revealed here in the form of bread. Niglet derech mitziut achitzunit aniret kan lechem. A spiritual reality is being revealed by a physical reality, external reality, that here in this world is called bread. Very important stages, right? To define what is Hashem putting in front of you. Hashem created this world. This is real. We can call it the matrix all we want. We have to break out of it. Hashem created it. He put us here. Amahut aruchanit hiikar v'shorosh mitziut alechem. The spiritual reality is the root and the source of that bread. Now give permission and the ability and the opportunity for the true inner light to be revealed outwardly. Recognize it. Reveal the root of the bread that is desiring and yearning to be revealed. By way of a Jew recognizing it, then that light comes into the world. Bread by itself is bread. A Jew looking at a piece of bread and knowing that that is, by the way, like the Arizal says, lechem is three times yud kei vav kei. So you look to the right, Hashem. You look in front of you, Hashem. You look to the left of you, Hashem. You don't look back, that's the salt, right? You want the salt for the bread, that's Lot's wife. It's behind you. But three havayas, three yud kei vav keis, that's bread. When you do that, you look at a piece of bread and you, wow, lechem is gematria, yud kei vav kei, yud kei vav kei, yud kei vav kei. You just now gave Hashem the ability to reveal His light by way of a loaf of bread. That's the whole entire purpose of coming to the world, was for that. To be revealed specifically in that way. To show that godly spark in that food, in its taste, in its shape, in its form. And from here, you're not going to only do what you feel externally, what's revealed to the eye. You're going to also, more and more importantly, live according to what's being revealed internally. What is the life force? What is the existence behind this thing? Yotzi ota min hakoach lapol. You're going to bring that from potential into actualization, into fruition. Itna'eg alacha lema'aseh kifi koach hatnu'a ruchanit ha'pnimit ha'mihira betoch ha'ma'achal et ritzono yitbarach. Alacha lema'aseh, what practically do I have to do according to Torah? According to the spiritual reality, that's the internal reality that's being illuminated out of that food, which is the will of Hashem, la'asot lo yitbarach dira daika be'ofen shel achanat ma'achal achila v'achilato. Hashem desires to dwell in this world specifically by way of you preparing that dish and eating that dish. Lo yafrid et alechem achitzoni min achayut apnimit. You're no longer going to separate the external bread from the internal revelation of Hashem that's inside of there. Litneeg bo efech ratzon v'dat Hashem. And to use it to act in a way that's opposite of the will of Hashem. And we could separate this from bread. Bread is the root of all physicality, of all everything we need in this world, right? Hashem gives you a house. Don't separate that house from the internal godliness that came behind the house. Don't use that house for something that's not godly. God gave you money, God gave you car, God gave you everything for a purpose to reveal Him. Don't separate it from that mission and then go use it for something else. That's what's being said here in a deeper way. Always understand that the physical reality in front of you does have a spiritual source. And if you listen to it and you connect the two, there will be a clear instruction of how you're meant to act with it, alakha lemaaseh. Practically, how am I meant to engage with this revelation of God in the world? אלא יחדם על ידי שייתן מקום לנקודה אלוקית הפנימית לשלוט, להדריך, להאיר את אופן הנהגה בלחם החיצוני. Unify the external with the physical by way of giving place for the inner godly point to rule, to take over and to guide how this light of Hashem needs to come out by way of the external bread. Last three lines. שלמות הבנה זו מלמדת שמעלה ומטה שווים. When you get to a level of really living this teaching, which might need review, right? To go over it again. When you get to the level of living this, you learn the lesson of Mala v'mata shavim. What's up and what's down are equal. It's the same thing. V'chol ha'ne'emar al klaliut ha'briya, everything that was said about the whole entire world as whole, is also being said about person, which is a olam katan, a small world. Olam mele, a full entire world, but it's small. Like we had before the bonsai tree, right? The big tree, that small tree, is the exact same tree as the big, huge one. Ah, it fits on a table in your office. It doesn't matter. It's the exact same thing. It's the same mashal as a human being. You are the whole entire universe. And there's revelations of Hashem. You take that's what the Baal Shem Tov was to the Arizal. Arizal talks about how Hashem's light comes down into the world. And Baal Shem Tov came to tell you that's going on from your head down to your feet. It's the exact same thing. So too here, Hashem is revealing Himself in the world. Well, what do we know about when the Torah says Hashem's nostrils are flaring? Right? What does that mean? There's a certain revelation. And if there's a certain, and if Hashem is right now revealing Midat HaGvura, He's revealing the strong energy in the world, that means that we have to act according to that. So if that's how the world is, so too. You wake up in the morning, you have a certain desire. Okay. Can you define it? Can you give it a name? Can you be conscious of it? And now let it talk. Let it talk. Let it tell you what it is that you need to do. What is the desire of Hashem? Unify the physical thing that I'm going through. The physical inclinations that I'm feeling and desires that I have. Recognize that they have a spiritual root behind them. And how do I unify them? Bring God into the picture and let Him talk to me. How do I act in this situation? We might not always know, right? But that would for sure be a better process than just you're in the middle of doing something at your house, you don't even pay attention, you just walk into the pantry, take a chocolate, eat it, go on with your day. You didn't even pay attention at all that you had a desire for sweetness. Your soul was talking to you and telling you something and you just completely ignored it. You went completely down the physical path, grabbed the snack and went on with your day. Not at all an inkling of paying attention to what your soul was telling you by way of desiring that chocolate physically. That was a whole entire prophetic message from God. Not to make this into some crazy things, but yes, we believe that we are prophets and the children of prophets. We believe Hashem is in our life in every single thing. The Baal Shem Tov tells us that there's Ashgecha Pratit on a leaf falling down from a tree. So there's not when a Jew desires to eat something. There's not a message there. God's not involved in that. He is. Give room for it. Make space for it. How do you do it? Three stages. First things first, pay attention. Give a name to the external desires and inclinations that I have right now. What is going on with me physically? Define it. Right? I want sweet. I want sour. I want to go for a walk. I want to work out. I need to rest. Give it a name. Once you do that, contemplate on that a little bit. Feel it. What's going on inside that's connected to that? And now that you have both of those in front of you and defined, now let it speak. Now let the soul express what's the message here, what's the lesson that you need to learn, and how to go about it, how to engage in it. Quiet everything down. Come back to that alignment. Make the peace between the three. You bring your own entire nefesh closer to Geula. You have your personal redemption, you add that energy to the world, and you increase and hasten the redemption for the whole entire world. Bezat Hashem. Bezat Hashem Yidbarach.